This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Native Houstonian and friend of the show, Robert Flores. Roflo, what is going on, my man?
Hey, how you doing, Sean? How you doing, guys? How's it going?
We're doing great, man. We're doing great. I want to get to your podcast in just a little bit because the concept sounds awesome. It sounds great. And before we get to that, I think the thing people are chomping at the bit, I think, to get your opinion on is the Astros kind of still sitting here just a couple of weeks out from spring training. Jim Crane kind of at a function last week sort of alluded to, well, if Keuchel and Marwin want to come back, you know, the door's always open.
Sure.
Handicap this thing for us here. We saw the same thing happen last year in free agency where all the big names were still out on the market with a couple of weeks to go before spring training. Handicap this Keuchel and Marwin thing, and what do you think happens with Harper and Machado as well?
Let's start with Dallas and Marwin. Just gut call, I think that Keuchel stays with the Astros. Marwin finds a new team. That's just my gut feeling. I don't have any sort of inside information, but that's just the feeling that I get. As far as Harper and Machado, I'm not going to believe that the Yankees aren't going to get one of them until both of those guys are holding different jerseys that aren't Yankee jerseys, that aren't Yankee pinstripes. I just believe that the Yankees are going to, especially Machado, I just think that the Yankees are going to find a way to get Machado. And that's going to be that. I see Bryce Harper's trending on Twitter, and the speculation is he going to sign with the Phillies? You know, our John Heyman tweeted out about an hour ago that nothing is happening today. So that's kind of where things stand with that. So for the Astros, gut call, I say Dallas stays with Houston, comes back to Houston, Marwin finds a new team.
Robert, I get what you're saying about Keuchel because Scott Boras apparently is holding a pretty hard line on a five-year deal for a 31-year-old, and I didn't expect anybody to bite on a five-year deal for Dallas Keuchel in the, what, $100 million or more range. I mean, we know here in Houston he's been somewhat reliable, but he's also been unavailable at times due to some nagging injuries. I am curious to know your opinion on the bigger picture, though, because as Sean alluded to, this is pretty much a two-year trend now. I mean, look, you could make a case for collusion, I suppose, based on the lack of activity. Why do you think now's the time that the free agent market has shut down to the extent it has?
Well, first of all, I think we are a long way from the C word being brought up. I know it is. Look, as a fan, as a member of the media, I would love that there was a flurry of activity. I mean, like when NBA free agency hits or NFL free agency hits, there's a flurry of activity. I do think that that's a separate argument. That is something that I think Major League Baseball can address by if you put in some deadlines. You know, deadline spurs activity. So maybe that could be something that they look to in the future. The people that are running these teams, they are all very smart people. Many of them all know each other. Many of them worked for one another. So they do things very, very similar. And they are very, very smart, or at least prudent, when it comes to how they allocate their resources. And the old model of paying for the big names or paying for past accomplishments isn't something that this group of power brokers, if you will, are willing to do. Now, what that means going forward, I don't know. I think it's best when the owners and the players union kind of come together and come up with a solution that both parties can find agreeable, because I'm with you. It's a lot more fun for us and for the media when there's a flurry of activity and it generates buzz and we can talk about, hey, player X is now with team Y. What's he going to do? What's that going to look like? But I still think we're a long way from the C word and that being becoming a real issue.
Robert Flores joining us on Sports Radio 610 MLB Network. Robert, I'm curious your thoughts on it. It's actually a media story more than a baseball story, although I guess it is a baseball story as well because of the show involved. You, of course, worked at ESPN for a number of years, and you do television with MLB Now. And if you're a baseball fan, I think Baseball Tonight was probably one of those go-to shows for baseball fans out there that they would go track down and find. And the news coming down yesterday that ESPN canceled Baseball Tonight. As someone who used to work at ESPN and someone who covers baseball now, what were your initial thoughts when you saw that news?
Well, I think this has been I think last year or the year before was really the first year that they did not have a studio, daily or at least a two or three time a week baseball studio show, which is, it's unfortunate. I mean, if we're all baseball fans, I mean, it's good when we can kind of have as much content related to baseball as possible. There's a lot of talented people there that I still know and still keep in touch with. I'm sure we're disappointed not to kind of have their kind of not to be able to jump back into the mix. That's just the way it is. And that's, something that they decided what was best for them. But hey, that just means more people watching MLB Network, right?
Exactly.
No doubt. So Robert, back to the Astros for a moment, because obviously
yes,
the farm
sir.
System is loaded. The amount of prospects is crazy. Bregman, over the second half of last season, evolved into an elite player. And they won 103 games with Carlos Correa nursing a sore back and Jose Altuve winding up at the end of the year being barely able to run down to first base. A return to health of those two core players. What do you think that could mean in 2019 for the Astros in terms of what the ceiling might be for this organization?
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, you want for me, if you were to put sort of the three top storylines or the three things that I'm looking forward to going into spring training early part of the season. One, I want to see what the rotation is going to look like. Maybe Keuchel comes back. You've got Colin McHugh back in the rotation. What's that going to look like? Two, what about the bullpen? Okay. And three, I would love to see Carlos Correa be healthy and play and be available for most of the season. I think he knows that last year was certainly disappointing. I know he felt badly the way things played out, and a lot of health and injuries, a lot of that times it's out of your control. But you're right, for the Astros to go where they ultimately want to go, and for this franchise and this group, it's getting to the World Series and winning it again. Carlos Correa is going to have to play a big part, and he's going to have to be available for a good portion for most of the season, because you're right, it puts a lot of stress when he's not in the lineup. And remember, there's a good chance you're not going to have Marwin Gonzalez. I mean, ask AJ Hinch how nice it was to have someone like Marwin Gonzalez, not someone that can just play the position, but plays them well. And you could plug Marwin at short, and maybe you miss something with the bat, but man, he was really good with the glove. Almost, I mean, maybe not quite Carlos Correa good, but man, just really close.
Robert, have you seen in your lifetime as a Houston sports fan, can you compare this tear that James Harden has been on to anything that you've seen in your lifetime as a Houston sports fan? This 23 straight games with 32 or more points has been an incredible one-man wrecking crew.
Well, I'm going to go back to 1981 when the Houston Rockets made it to the finals. Rich probably remembers that team. You do too, Sean. That was the team that Moses Malone dragged to the NBA Finals against the Boston Celtics. I mean, he had guys like, I think Calvin Murphy was in the backfield with Alan Level. Bill Willoughby may have been on the team. The Whopper, Billy Paltz, I think, was on that team. But that's it. And it was Moses Malone scoring 30, grabbing 20 rebounds, doing everything he can. I think he won the MVP that year. That's what James Harden, what he's been doing, reminds me of. And I just don't know what he's going to have left when they get to the playoffs, because he is literally having to do everything. And when people complain about, well, he doesn't play defense, I always say, well, you know what? It's because every point that is that the Rockets score, he probably has a hand in 95% of it. He's either setting someone up, or he's setting himself up, or he's doing it by himself. So, I mean, it's a remarkable run. Hopefully they can get their health problems figured out, because I sure would like for them to find a way to lessen the load on James Harden going down the stretch.
Pretty special time, that's for sure. This offseason, I'm curious to know if there's an organization or two that's caught your eye in terms of improvements they've made and, you know, you like what they're doing. And in particular, I'm just blown away, quite honestly, about a few things related to the San Diego Padres. They're not one of the franchises I would expect to be rumored to be trying to make a trade for Corey Kluber, rumored to be trying to make a trade for JT Realmuto, and now coming up in the Machado conversation.
Yeah, I mean, they're not the team, like, you're right, Rich. They're not the team that you would go, oh, okay, well, they're going to be a big-time player this offseason. But if you think about it, remember, they signed Hosmer to a big deal last offseason. They have a lot of talent in the farm system. So that's something that they can either have those guys at the big league club, or they can be used as pieces for a Corey Kluber trade, or if they want to entertain maybe a Trevor Bauer or something along those lines, so they could go that route. And also Will Myers is a very talented player. They just need, you know, really, unfortunately for Will Myers, Eric Hosmer is playing first, and that's his best position. They've tried him at third. They tried him in the outfield. So maybe they find a trade partner for Will Myers and use him to try to land a Corey Kluber or something along those lines. But you're right. I like it when sort of unexpected teams jump into the mix and become aggressive. And they have certainly shown they're at least willing to explore those options.
Robert Flores, MLB Network, joining us on the show. MLB Network and now the voice behind a new podcast called Almost Champions. Robert, tell the audience what Almost Champions is all about, and how did this all come about, your entree into the burgeoning world of podcasting?
Well, I love those podcasts like Serial and, those sort of that long-form storytelling. There was a tremendous podcast on an unfortunate subject of the Atlanta child murders, which was just fascinating. So I thought, what if I tried to do that with sports? So, being a native Houstonian, I'm very familiar with teams that have come up just short, the Oilers, Phi Slamma Jamma, the Astros in 86 and 1980. So I thought of, what if we focused on teams that just came up just short of winning a title, almost champions? And this season, we're doing the 1998 Vikings, which, of course, this was 20 seasons ago. That team that everyone thought was headed to the Super Bowl. They were 15-1. That was Randy Moss's rookie year. Randall Cunningham was a comeback player of the year. And myself and my son, we're doing it all on our own. He's the producer and the editor, and people can find it on iTunes and Spotify and Spreaker.com.
Well, as a Houston guy, I certainly hope at some point Phi Slamma Jamma makes its way into the conversation.
Glad you mentioned that, Rich. I'm glad you mentioned that because, they did the 30 for 30 on Phi Slamma Jamma. I think it was last year. And I don't know, maybe I was too close to the subject, but I felt like it left me wanting more, and that is definitely one of the teams that I wanted to explore with this podcast down the road.
Love you, Blue Oilers, a team I'm thinking of.
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
Let's face it.
Oh,
let's
and
face
by the way, Rich, did you find it a little odd, Rich, that, you know, Wade Phillips kind of showing a tip of the cap, an homage to Bum by wearing the outfit that his dad would wear with the long sort of tan coat and the cowboy hat. That's the outfit Bum wore on the sidelines of the 79 AFC title game against the Steelers. Isn't that bad juju?
That's an interesting point, because my first reaction was, that is so awesome. And by the way, he got the coat out of Debbie's place in Goliad. It is Bum's coat.
It's the actual coat.
It's the actual
coat. Oh,
that's
amazing. That's incredible.
It really is. But you're the first one I've heard suggest that. I hope that's not the case.
Spoken like somebody who hosts a podcast on teams that almost finished as champions, right, Robert?
That's right. Hey, I am rooting for Wade. He's a UH guy. He's got some strong Houston roots. Yep. And, hey, you know, anyone but the Patriots, that's kind of my mantra.
Amen. And the last suggestion I'll have for you, the Rockets would have gone all the way last year if Chris Paul hadn't gotten hurt. There is no doubt in our minds about that. So I'm just throwing you possibilities here.
17 straight threes they miss? Come
on. Yeah, yeah. Yep, yep.
It's ridiculous.
They had the Warriors' number.
27 straight.
27, 27.
27.
They had Golden State's number. They did.
Yeah.
They did. They did. You're right. You're absolutely right. But I would love it if people would check it out. We made a point of keeping the episodes 25 to 33 minutes of, you know, piece. It's something you can kind of listen to while you're getting your workout in on the treadmill or Stairmaster, and hopefully everyone enjoys it.
Yeah, commute.
Sounds awesome.
It's a perfect commute length podcast. Hey, Robert, just a question for you personally. How much fun is it to be working on a project like this with your son?
Oh my gosh, that has been so rewarding. I mean, I give him so much credit because he's wanting to build a career in media, and I said, hey, I want to do a podcast. You're going to produce it, and you're going to edit it. And, by the way, I don't know how to edit, and why don't you figure out how to do the system? And to his credit, he picked it up very quickly, and I think he did an amazing job. And it's been such a rewarding experience. I'm very proud of him.
Yeah, that's really cool, man. Really
very
happy
cool.
for you. It's awesome. The podcast is Almost Champions. I'm looking at the iTunes page for it right now, and the episode just dropped yesterday, the second episode on the Minnesota Vikings of 1998. I have a lot of Minnesota friends that I will be for sure sending the link to.
Yeah.
So they can relive the magic of their 15-1 team getting cratered by a Gary Anderson missed field goal.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we deal with that in next week's episode as
okay.
well.
Okay. Okay. Well, there you go. Hey, before we let you go, we had Deshaun Watson, not on our show, but sitting in the chair across from where we're sitting right now on the morning show. How excited are you about the future for the Texans right now?
I think what they did this season was amazing. Clearly, there's some areas of need that they have to address, the offensive line being one. But again, you know, I'm so tired, and it's not anyone's fault. It's just bad luck. I'm just tired of injuries playing a role and having a huge impact on this team. But, hey, look, they're not the only ones. The thing that scares me, though, is the Indianapolis Colts because they're back, and apparently Andrew Luck is back. And that's going to be a problem.
Yeah. Robert, I'll leave you with this. I think your Cougs are about to emerge from flying under the radar. Kelvin Sampson's got them at 20-1.
I see them
projected as like a 3 or a 2 seed in the dance. That's incredible.
Oh, I love it. And, you know, another Houston heartbreak and how they lost in last year's NCAA tournament. Hopefully they can use that for a little fuel and motivation and make a deep run. I'm so proud of what Coach Sampson has done, and the arena. I haven't seen it in person, but it looks amazing on television, and it's getting rave reviews, and it looks like it's really a great atmosphere and a really cool experience for a team that's like you said, no longer going to be flying under the radar.
That's Robert Flores, native Houstonian, at RoFlo on Twitter. Of course, you can catch him on the MLB Network, and the podcast is Almost Champions. Robert, congratulations on everything. Great to get you on here as 2019 is underway, and certainly as baseball season approaches, we'll be catching up with you a lot more. Thanks a lot.
Hey, anytime you want, guys, and thank you very much for having me on. Have a great week, Sean and Rich. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Robert.
Thank you, Robert.
Appreciate you. Thanks, Robert Flores. He's just a good dude.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.